Hi, this is Karen Goulart, features writer for SearchCIO.com. Joining me today is Christopher Mines, leading analyst on green IT at Forrester Research. We're excited to have Chris with us to share some of his expertise on the state of green IT and sustainability software and what it means for CIOs now. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, thanks.
In your research, you've identified some categories of sustainability software that any enterprise could use. Can you take us through that a little bit and tell us the problems they can help solve?
Sure. Yeah, let's talk about three or four different classes of software that help companies improve their sustainability posture. And these are things aimed not so much at improving the sustainability of an IT organization, but rather what the IT organization can acquire and implement and provide to other parts of the company, right? Perhaps the most widespread and obvious one is collaboration and communication software, which simply allows a company's employees to cut down on their travel, cut down on their commuting, perhaps ultimately for a number of companies, in fact, cut down on the physical footprint of their office space, because workers are working at home. They're in a more of a hoteling kind of office situation rather than having permanent offices, cubicles, whatever, in a big office building. And as I say, as a result, enable them to cut down on their airplane miles, to cut down on their commuting trips. And for some companies, a strong work-at-home program helps them actually reduce the physical footprint of their offices. You know, airplane travel is probably the single biggest thing that companies can do in terms of, by creating teleconferencing, video collaboration kinds of capabilities, companies can keep their employees off of airplanes, and that's probably the single biggest factor. I know when I do my personal carbon calculator, I do pretty well. Then I get to the airplane section of the questionnaire, and I go from the green into the black, basically. So, collaboration communication software, I would say, is number one in terms of how companies are applying information technology to help reduce their emissions footprint and energy consumption. They may not be doing it for that reason. You know, in many cases, they're doing it to drive other things. They're doing it to drive productivity. They're doing it to drive employee engagement, employee satisfaction, retention, and the like. And the sustainability outcome is really a side benefit or a secondary benefit, let's say, to what they're trying to do in terms of engaging and retaining their workforce. Second category to talk about is let's call it infrastructure management software, and really this pretty quickly gets into a conversation around smart buildings. How do you run the physical plant in a corporation in a more energy efficient and therefore more sustainable way? Most companies, the biggest single source of their energy consumption and carbon emission is their building. And so if they can run their building in a more integrated, more transparent, more visible way, typically companies can find significant reductions, 20, 25, 30% kind of reductions in terms of energy consumption and resulting carbon footprint. So this is a pricey, difficult, challenging environment, but it offers very, very compelling ROI. And you see companies in this space, some coming from the traditional sort of building management space, some coming from the IT world, some coming from the electrical equipment world, each with particular strengths and weaknesses in that space, but all trying to serve this same goal of helping companies run their buildings in a more energy-efficient energy-efficient way. Now, you can extend that when we think about infrastructure. You can extend that argument to other asset classes, vehicles, manufacturing plants. Some companies have significant so-called outside plant. Think about telecom companies that have all of these cell towers, you know, thousands of cell towers are dotted around the landscape. If they can monitor those, manage those, they can also and do like predictive maintenance kinds of capabilities on those assets. They can improve their efficiency and reduce their energy consumption. So that whole area of smart infrastructure and infrastructure management software, I'd say, is the second important category. Third one is what we at Forrester call enterprise carbon and energy management software, ECEM software. These are solutions that help companies monitor, manage, report, and reduce their energy consumption and resulting carbon emissions. So this is a dashboard and analytics software fundamentally. It's connected into buildings and other assets to monitor their energy consumption, but then does analytics to help turn energy consumption into what's the emissions footprint of these assets. What are the and do scenario analysis to help companies understand what are the investments that we could make? Where do we get the biggest bang for our investment buck in terms of investing to help reduce energy consumption and carbon emissions? So that's three. I'm going to mention one other one that really has not taken off in any significant way yet, sure. But I think is probably represents the next frontier for software vendors and their customers, and that's in product development. So software that's aimed at product development organizations or R&D organizations, product management perhaps, to help companies think about sustainability at design time, help them think about what are the materials, what are the manufacturing processes, what are the distribution channels, you know, think about the full life cycle of a product, the materials and resources and energy that's going to be consumed creating it, using it, and disposing of it, so-called life cycle analysis or LCA software. So this is kind of the next frontier. I wouldn't say it's really taken off yet, but you know, you can certainly find examples of companies putting this kind of software in place to help them reduce costs and design products that you know, in theory at least, will appeal to a broader set of customers or consumers.
Well, that was great, Chris. Thank you very much for joining us today.
You bet. It was a pleasure.